Reaching Out, A Good Omens podfic, written by Sordia Masite and read by Job. Summary. Well, it's not like Crowley has been wanting to reach out and wind around the angel until he is entirely hidden from view or anything. For once, Aziraphale makes the first move, and Crowley realizes that he was not, in fact, prepared for that. I want to squeeze him. The thought didn't so much come out of nowhere as bob up to the surface of the rolling ocean of longing that sloshed around inside Crowley's skull. He threw on some metaphorical ballast and imagined it sinking into the depths never to be seen again. He watched Aziraphale take another bite of his crepe and ignored the tightness of his entire skin. He was fine. He was entirely fine. And would continue to be fine forever, actually. It worked, of course, because Crowley was amazing. It worked for ages and ages. Then the end of the world didn't come, and suddenly it didn't. "A hug," he croaked. The angel had shyly requested one, apropos of nothing, and was rocking back and forth on his heels outside the bookshop, where anyone could see them. Gosh! Aziraphale looked incredibly proud of himself, almost smug, as if he had managed some fantastically clever scheme or scribbled out QED on some presumed impossible mathematical proof. Aziraphale's soft cheeks lifted and creased, and Crowley watched color spread like sunrise across the angel's complexion. "And perhaps, if that goes well, I might hold your hand. Or even..." The angel did an odd little shimmy, as if he was attempting to shrug, flap his wings, and possibly levitate simultaneously. "Perhaps even pet your hair a little, if you would be so inclined as to permit me the liberty. It's so pretty, you know. Of course, you know. You grew it yourself. You justifiably vain thing. It's just... Oh, you must know that I've been wanting to touch you for ages and ages. And you're always so lovely. And so much yourself. Always so very much exactly yourself. So you certainly must understand how challenging it has been these past centuries to keep from reaching out." Aziraphale had gone through blushing and come out the other side into tremblingly honest yearning that didn't have the strength to be anything but blatant. Crowley was fairly sure that his scattered scales were about to shoot off his body like tiddlywings from sheer subcutaneous muscular tension. He made some kind of interrogative sound, he hoped, in vague bid for confirmation, or clarification, or some other Asian word that would reinforce what he had thought he heard. Aziraphale nodded hopefully. Crowley tried to swallow, and his hands clenched. He tried to think up some useful and smooth way to respond, but all of his cleverness had been burnt off on the M25, and he was working with his clearance rack remaindered brain cells. He gave up on it before the angel's sweet expression could shift into anything horrible like disappointment. Crowley didn't have any dignity left anyway. "Angel, I've been trying not to grab you and wind around you like Asclepius' staff for centuries. Not sure I can give you a casual snuggle at this point," he answered bluntly. Aziraphale's face, and entire body lit up with a literal glow that was only not noticed by the humans because it was still daylight. "Me?" he mouthed, then pressed his hands to his own cheeks with a grin so silly that Crowley felt a little bit of damnation burn away just from seeing it. Crowley was looming now, hands still fisted in his pockets and tendons tight, leaning over the angel like he was hoping to topple onto him blameless of anything but gravity. Xerophil reached out and up, wrapping solid arms around his bony torso and squeezing the breath out of him in a wheeze. The angel all but carried him inside, door locking and window shades dropping lest they reveal anything to outside eyes. The old couch, dusty and piled with worn soft blankets, had never welcomed him better. Xerophil let Crowley climb on top of him and do his best to wrap around him to the fullest extent that human limb articulation would allow. It was bliss. He had his angel, his very own, not stolen or conquered, but given and full of joy. Xerophil breathed sweetness into his ear, and Crowley let his eyes fall shut and squeeze a little tighter around the only thing he had ever wanted to have and to hold. The end.